Hello, you're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have had the courage and taken the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lissa Marquardt, and I am a certified career, life, and retirement coach. When I heard the story behind how Lost in the 50s came to be, I was fascinated by not only the original idea that birthed it, but the subsequent ideas that allowed it to mature into the polished event that it is today in Sandpoint. My guest today is Carolyn Gleason, and she is the founder and the woman behind the helm of Lost in the 50s. She's got a great story, and this year it's going to be the 40th year celebration. 39th year, I saw that, of its existence. So we're going to go to break. And when we come back, Carolyn is going to share with us her colorful story of how she got things rolling and all the developments along the way that have honed it to be what it is right now. So stay tuned, and we will be right back.
Have you been thinking of joining the YMCA? Well, spring is the perfect time. Every new member who signs up between April 1st and May 17th will have no join fee and will be entered to win 3 free months of membership. You get so much when you join the Y. You get access to all 5 local Inland Northwest YMCA locations, 2 free hours of child watch per day when you're at the Y, and you'll receive a handful of guest passes so that you can bring a friend. You also get nationwide access to YMCAs across the country when you travel. Are you already a YMCA member and thinking, hey, wait a second, what about me? Well, don't worry, I've got your back. All current YMCA members are automatically entered into a separate drawing for an additional 3 months of membership. That's right, there will be 2 lucky winners at each of our branches that will receive 3 months of waived membership fees to our YMCAs. Stop by your closest YMCA or visit ymcaiaw.org to join today. This is just another reason that there is no place like this place. The YMCA of the Inland Northwest is a local 501c3 nonprofit charity.
From Boundary to Idaho County, North Idaho is committed to caring for our communities.
I don't know what Coeur d'Alene would be without our nonprofits.
Every community needs philanthropy. They need people to step up and say, I care about this.
Gifts in any amount make a difference.
When Idaho gives, May 4 through 7, Idaho thrives. Join your neighbors and support local nonprofits at idahogives.org. Idaho Gives is presented by the Idaho Community Foundation and powered by ICCU.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter. It's been a real journey since 2014 when I first had my injury. I realized that my home was just not working for me and that it was time to ask for help. Homestar Troops is really giving me my life back. The shower allows me to go in and turn around with my chair, pull down storage racks, automated door systems, hours of my morning given back to me. Adaptive sports are a huge part of my life, a huge part of my healing journey as well. Homestar Troops helped with making sure that I had a home gym so that I can continue to train. This past year, I was able to host Thanksgiving in my home. And it was the first time I was able to have my whole family in one place, and I was able to contribute to the meal. There are a lot more veterans in need, and Homestar Troops is going to be there to help them too.
Homes for Our Troops builds and donates specially adapted custom homes nationwide for severely injured post-9/11 veterans and enables them to rebuild their lives. Join our mission at hfotusa.org.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have had the courage, taken the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. My guest today is Carolyn Gleason, and she is the founder of Lost in the 50s Car Show and all the other related events that make it the annual event that it is so fun to have here in Sandpoint the second weekend in May. So happy to have you on so happy to have you on the show with us today. Thanks so much for being here, especially with as busy as you must be right now.
is crazy right now.
Yes.
That is for sure.
Exactly. But perfect timing for us to get a little bit of background about the show and how it came to be. And I just think it's such a fun show of what an idea can become. And so I loved when you shared with me just the small tidbit of how this came into be what it is. So would you mind sharing that with us?
Yeah. I used to collect records back in the day, not 45s. It was always LPs. When I was a kid growing up, you know, you had those teen magazines. So I would rip out pictures of Bobby V, Elvis, Bobby Rydell, Fabian, you know. So it was just something that was, you went through. I basically loved the music. I like all kinds of music, but I love early rock and roll. And it kind of evolved in your head. What if? Why? There were groups that would come to town and be like at the Eagles and the Elks kind of thing. And they would say the Drifters, the Platters, and so forth. But they weren't original. And I knew that just by my own research, et cetera.
Sure.
So you'd ask them and they go, well, and then they didn't want to talk about it. So I just got to the point where I went, pretty soon these people are not going to be here, like all of us. But how do I get them to Sandpoint, Idaho? How can I get real people to come to this area? We aren't like in Philly where the music, you know,
right.
Detroit, and the streets of New York.
No, very far from that.
Yeah. So how do you get those people? I started recording my music onto CDs. Not CDs, excuse me, cassettes. Oh, you won't even know what the hell those are. And I had the idea of bringing a couple of stars and coming and doing a concert and just have live music, something that really, you know, wasn't done. Went around and tried to find out and did my due diligence, found a place where I could find Bobby V and so forth, and I started asking questions.
In that day and age, how did you find that out? There was no internet?
Hoffman Entertainment. I looked on the back of records, and they had little tidbits. And I'd go, oh, there's a number there. So I call it. And then they would talk to me, and it was kind of like, I think it's just way different today.
Yes.
You know, they probably would have never given you the time of day. It's kind of like when I called William Morris one time to ask about the Righteous Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very early in when I did this. They wouldn't even answer the phone. I mean, they said, we don't have time. Because that was a huge.
Yeah.
It still is.
Yes.
It still is huge. But I just said what I'd like to do, and I got a hold of the right people.
Yes, exactly.
And they said, well, we can get you Bobby V. And I said, but I want two people. And I want Del Shannon. You can't afford Del Shannon. And I said, well, don't tell me I can't afford it. Tell me what it is, and I'll tell you. I couldn't afford it. I couldn't afford Bobby V. And there was no car show in my head. It was only, let's just do a big concert.
Yeah. You even have a venue in mind, or was it just?
Fairgrounds, and I swear to you, I still believe it to this day, it's the best place in Bonner County for things that can't go anywhere else.
Right.
They have parking. They have a big building. Yes, it's a barn. You know,
it works.
Hey, I've put on 70 some odd performers in that building.
That's great.
And they all go away and said, we'd come back for you again.
Love that.
You know, yeah. The group of people that I was targeting, and I really wasn't I had the opportunity to go see Elvis one time.
Wow.
Okay, I was working at the Garden Restaurant, which that many people out there won't know either. But I had that chance, and I was a seven-day weeker, and it was during, you know, a time where I couldn't just take off and have a Saturday night off.
Wow.
So I said, that's okay. You go ahead. You go, you know, to the arena, and I'll just be sorry I'm not there, and I'll see him on another time. Year and a half goes by, and he's not there. And I'm going, this is why I need to do this.
More motivation.
They're not going to be here. How can I do that? So I went to 101 in Spokane. I made friends with one of the disc jockeys. Kind of like being here,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And just started asking questions and what could we do and how, you know? So the festival was something that had started 4 years before we started as 50s. And their fundraisers, they were always targeting the same people, same people, same people. So I tried to give them an idea of what I thought they could do.
Right.
And they went, no, it's 50s, it's dead. And I said, have you seen your commercials on TV? Have you seen anything like Runaway just screaming on a television show? Anyway, they came back to me and said, would you be our chairman for fundraising? And I said, I don't know how to raise funds. That's not what
That's
I do.
That's not what
I'm
I was thinking.
I'm a restaurant person.
Yes.
I cook. And they said, no, would you please do it? You know, you had an idea, you know. And I said, well, if you let me do my idea, I'll do it.
Ooh, good idea.
I said, but I have the guts through this. And we took a chance. They took a chance on me.
Sure.
Because I said you could lose $7,500. And they went, well, that's not right.
Yeah.
We don't want to lose money. And I said, I understand that. This is something that no one else has really done around here, especially in a big barn out at the fairgrounds.
Right.
We ended up with, I don't know, it seems like it was like 800 or 900 people there.
Wow.
That first. Wow. And there was only one day. And a couple of the people were driving up and going, oh, okay, let's not be disappointed here. Let's, you know, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And they went, oh, look at all the cars here. There must be something else going on at the fairgrounds. They walked in the building and went, oh no, they're all inside.
Wow.
So that was like the first year, and it was new, and I had a good radio station in Spokane that said, you know, because when I put it out there that I was going to do Bobby V and Del Shannon, I heard a radio announcer say, Bobby V is going to be, and da 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 da. Didn't say where or anything. And I'm going, wait a minute. Spokane can't take away my.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, I thought they were talking about they were coming to Spokane. The guy didn't know where they were going. He just, it was his 101 was an oldies station, a great oldies station. And so I called and I said, I want to talk to so-and-so at the radio station because I want to know where Bobby V is playing. And he said, I don't know. I just know he's going to be in the area. And so was Del Shannon. And I said, well, I do know. And he goes, what do you mean you know? And I said, well, I'm bringing them to Sandpoint, Idaho. Really? Will you come to the station and talk? And I went. So we became really good friends. And they stayed with us as a few years. It was great.
That's so perfect.
Put a lot of announcing on. It didn't cost us anything. We did commercials. We did all kinds of stuff just to try to get it sold. Then I went, okay, to drag more people here, I need cars. Music just wasn't the only thing. That first year we had a car show.
Okay. So how did you make that connect? I mean, I'm always fascinated because
I love 57 Chevys.
Okay.
That's my first logo car.
Okay.
Okay. I love old cars. They're well built. They're sturdy. They're classic. They're just some of the best cars out there. So it was like, okay, now I got to find some cars. I want to put on a little show, and I just want, you know, I want something to stir the music. And it was, I get these cars out. So we did a parade. We had my people, like Sally Transu, Mike Mahoney, all kinds of people. We were out there with pom-poms riding around in the cars. There was nothing organized or anything. It was just to try to sell the program. So we did a car show. I would go, a gentleman, his name was Dude Slediger, and he had about six Chevys in his garage. And I went,
perfect.
Dude, will you do me a favor? And he didn't know me all that well. But I said, I'm trying to put on a little car show, and I would really like it if you would bring down some of your cars. And then I thought about the Spokane Autoboat Speed Show, what had been going on for a few years, I don't know how many. And so I called them up and I said, who is your grand champion of that show? And it happened to be a young lady by the name of Terry Cable. She's from Hamilton, Montana, and she won with a 57 Chevy. Uh-huh. I said, would you mind giving me her telephone number? Now they probably would tell me to go fly a kite.
Right.
But, so I called her. I said, I'm doing this little show, and it's not really a car show. It's nothing like what you're used to. Like, I mean, Spokane was big to me. I said, but I'd like to invite you to be, you know, a participant. I said, it's very small. It's not going to be very big. And I'd like to treat you to a concert, Bobby V and Del Shannon and so forth. And she said, yes. And she has been back almost every year, not quite every year. There was some time in there that she didn't come, and I went, and she won the grand champion, by the way, very first year, which was a baby moon that I took down to the engraver and had Moon Over Sandpoint grand champion. And she still brings it in her car, the same car that she won in the very first year. This would be 40 years ago because of COVID, but she still puts it in her trunk so she can show it off.
Oh, I bet.
And it's crazy. I mean, I would go out and use old car parts for trophies and so forth.
I bet.
People who bring back their dad's trophy because now they have their dad's car. I said, maybe I've been doing this too long.
No, I think that's the beauty of it.
That is part of... I always go back in my own history and the people that I grew up around, and I still bring them forward. I think that's
certainly
what we need to do with the kids. That's why we have a street dance. These kids have never heard of a street dance.
Right.
There are now adults taking their kids to the same street dance that they were doing 40 years ago.
See, that's the
beauty. Bashful Dan, who is no longer with us, did my street dance for me for 25 years.
Wow.
And that is, it has grown into, there could be 1,000 people down there. More than I get at the dances anymore.
Yeah.
But the little kids are just like, they love it. The high school, they do 60s day, they do 50s day, they do 70s day. Our town has gotten behind it with, I don't know what the right word is, but they've embraced it, and
yep,
it's like their time of year. I have stories of kids that have told stories that it would take way too long to tell on air, but that they actually believed that it was a national holiday as they were growing up.
That's awesome. I love that.
So those are the stories that drive me.
Yes. They're beautiful.
Right now we have 15 people coming from Florida, which is a long ways away.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, we have to go to break, and I want to come back and talk to you a little bit more about who does get to show up and how fun that is. So, we're going to go to break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you're a private landowner with even a couple of acres of timber, it's wise to periodically hire a professional logger to assess your property for threat of wildfire and disease. Then, work to minimize those threats with highly selective thinning. Careful, strategic thinning of the timber on your property not only helps minimize the risk of wildfire, disease, and pest infestation, but encourages new growth for long-term sustainability. Since 1990, Sierra Logging has been working with private landowners to help protect their assets. Property lines are clearly defined, roads carefully established or maintained. Leftover slash and brush is methodically piled and the site dutifully cleaned up afterwards. Log truck drivers are courteous and sensitive to landowners and their neighbors. And you, as a landowner, are paid directly by the sawmill. No middleman, ever. Phone Sierra Logging for a free consultation at 509-671-1158 or visit sierralogging.com and make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Bringing Cal Raleigh on as our home run officer has been...
incredible.
He brings 110% to everything he does, including batting practice in the branch.
So helpful. Fourth floor, please. Thanks, Cal.
It's just another day at the plate. Sorry, Brenda.
Washington Trust Bank. Privately owned, locally invested. Member FDIC.
Let's go outside. Don Thomas here for Sandpoint Furniture, inviting you to a great way to indulge yourself at home. Sandpoint Furniture carries a line of furniture called Bitterroot Outdoor, made by the Amish over in St. Ignatius, Montana. Each piece of Bitterroot Outdoor is designed and built with a polytough material with a 20-year warranty that will stand up to all types of weather without the hassle of covering or maintenance. So Sandpoint Furniture and Bitterroot Outdoor encourage you to get outside and enjoy dinner on the patio or just relax in your deck. We've been making your house a home for 80 years.
Considering selling your RV? R&R wants it. Tired of paying storage fees? R&R needs it. Just don't use it anymore? R&R will buy it. Due to a critical shortage of pre-owned motorized RVs, R&R RV is currently paying our absolute top dollar for your used motorhome. Any year, any make, any model, turn your RV into cash or flip it for a newer model. So if you no longer use it or want it, let R&R RV buy it. Visit the R&R RV Superstore in North Spokane or call Ryan at 509-244-5888. You asked, and we listened. R&R RV is now open 7 days a week. Now through September. The R&R RV sales, service, and parts departments are here for you every single day. Need a service appointment, missing a part, or maybe it's time to upgrade to that dream motorhome? Whatever you need. Whenever you need it. R&R RV is open 7 days a week. Sales, service, and parts. Now open Sunday. R&R RV. Family owned and customer driven. Division in Francis and North Spokane, or look for the open sign in Liberty Lake.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who've had the courage to do the work, to live lives that they genuinely love. I'm Lisa Marquardt, and I'm a certified career life and retirement coach. And my guest today is Carolyn Gleason. She is the founder of Lost in the 50s Car Show and all the other fun events, which I want to go into a little bit more about all the fun things that go on in case somebody's new to the area or hasn't been or whatever. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. But before we went to break, I just love the fact that one of the things that I fell in love with Sandpoint about was the fact that there are so many multi-generational activities that people participate in together. And the fact that you've brought Lost in the 50s to this area is something that I just think it's really nice. Like you said, that the schools celebrate it. It's something everybody's aware of. It's a genuine tradition. And it's because you had an idea that you wanted to bring somebody to the community, and you didn't stop. You took one step after another, and you picked up the phone and you got no's, but you kept going. And so here it is, trickled down 40 years later, and it, like you said, kids of kids are, it's a part of their culture and their what they know to be part of Sandpoint. So what a beautiful legacy you've left in that.
They wouldn't have had that without the music.
Yeah.
And the cars. I was in my yard finishing trophies one morning, and it was a Saturday morning. God help me, it was car show day. And I'm still putting
car
trophies.
Car show day. So, I love it.
But here's these little kids in my neighborhood running around on their bicycles, and they were screaming, "Did you see that car last night? Those flames, they were going." They were so exuberant about it. That's the only thing they saw was the parade. Here they got a whole car show going, and they are not down there.
Right.
But every aspect has a place. Yep. The parade has a place. When I see the older generation over at the old folks' home on Division, they're out there in their wheelchairs.
Yes.
They're out there in the chairs. It's something that they just... they love.
Yes.
They get excited about it. It ranges from old, not so old, down to the youngest. And if we could teach our kids that there was a time, you don't need all the happy stuff, you know? It's just good, clean fun.
Yes, exactly.
I hate commercialism. It's something that drives me crazy. So I try not to be too commercial about what we do.
Right.
It's very hard in this day and age because you have to go out there, you have to get sponsors and so forth. So, you know, it's very hard to say to the sponsor, "Well, I can't allow this," or "I don't want to do this." Mm. I just went on with my own drum beating.
Your passion behind it. Yeah.
And I have to say, and I've said it over and over and over, this would have never lasted this long. Just there's a team and they're all friends. Nobody is paid except for the professionals at what they do. Mm. We have been volunteers. We have been doing this. I still have those same team members unless they're gone.
Really?
And we've lost a lot of them. I wouldn't be this person if it wasn't for everybody around me.
Yeah.
I do not take credit for everything or anything. It's just I still want to do it for the community. And that's pretty much. And, you know, when it stopped becoming a fundraiser for the festival, there wasn't a moneymaker. But right. What it is, it's a community maker.
Yeah. And so how did that transition take place?
We worked under the first 10 years. We worked underneath their 501c3.
Right.
They got all the money that we made. And,
right.
You know, I worked with the festival for 21 years. I did guest artist hospitality and the bars and all that stuff. But it wasn't making money, so it wasn't helping them.
Right.
I didn't want it to go anywhere.
So right.
I went out. I made Lost in the 50s, its own.
Its own entity. Good for you. I love that.
I had to ask questions and I had, you know, help. How do I do this?
Yep.
And it was just, I just felt like it needed to stay in the community and be one of the things that Sandpoint's known for.
Yes.
You know, we have the mountains, we have the lake, we have the festival. We lost the draft horse show. There are things we lost. There was a bluegrass festival. It's not there. There was a timber fest. It's not there anymore.
Right.
We need something like this to keep our town going. We are a resort town.
Right.
If you don't have things for people to come to.
Yeah. I love the fact that you recognize that. So you said, even though this is no longer a moneymaker, it's still a big part of the community. Let's move forward. And then I would imagine that's when you had to get a lot of people to step up to the plate.
You go out and you beg.
Yes. yes. Whatever it takes, right?
And, you know, people say, well, what's in it for me? Well, being a part of the team, being part of something that is – motivated Sandpoint the third weekend of May. Yeah. I've had business people tell me they wait for Lost in the 50s weekend. And now, you know, we didn't have snow this year, so we need more than 50s to make up for all that stuff. But it was in a very shoulder season. Nothing was happening.
Right.
So you got to get to the summer. I'm in the restaurant business. You've got to get to the summer. So if we have something like 50s and we have lots of Canadians, my God, we could have called this a Canadian-American car show. We've had cars as far as Florida, Sweden.
Really?
Yeah. Nebraska, Washington, Montana, Nevada. I mean, I honestly don't know. It perpetuates itself. It has perpetuated itself. It's now there are tons of car shows around.
Right.
Now there are lots. None of them do the music like we've done and put them together. We ended up doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at one point in time.
Wow. That's a big event.
Yeah. And I started out with one day.
Yeah.
My crew comes back and says, oh, we sold all of our tickets. We're full house, blah, 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 blah. We're done. We're done. We can have a cocktail now. No, well, maybe not. And I said, I made a phone call and I can get the entertainment and stuff for Friday night. And I still had 150 people standing in front of me wanting tickets. So I said, we're going to do Friday night too. And they just went,
oh my God.
Really?
No cocktails for you guys. Forget it.
It's a wonder I have friends.
Oh, I think I understand why.
I have the dream team. I have the best friends. I have the best people that get behind me. It would not be what it is without everybody.
Yeah. And so is this something that you guys work on pretty much all year long?
I used to work at it all the time.
Yeah.
As it got a little easier, then you only had to spend 6 months doing it.
Yeah, because
we give – there were things that happened. Like I didn't do normal trophies. Old car parts on oak plaques and so forth are not – everybody just went, what the hell is that?
Oh.
It's like – but I have people that are bringing those back. A couple of years ago, or maybe it was last year, they brought back an Edsel light that I put on an oak. It was the Grand Champion Award. And a friend of mine helped me. We wired it so there could be the light in the taillight, and you could hang it on the wall. And the guy and his wife brought it back and said, my dad won this at the show. And it was like it had to be in the first 5-6 years, right?
Yeah.
He has it hanging on his wall, and he has his dad's car now. It's all – it's like passing down the good stuff to me.
Absolutely.
I don't –
I mean, you have a big – there's a big culture of that. So, you know, it's something that the people that are passionate and excited – I mean, this is just feeding their souls because they love that so much.
It's like I say, things have changed in this day and age. It's all about, you know, how much money, how much this, how much that. But I still try to keep that feeling of this is small town. Doesn't have to be the biggest. I do want it to be the best.
Of course. Well, that's obvious.
You just get the right people behind you and you just get it done. And, I don't know. We do things that other shows don't do. I was the first one to really put piped in music, wireless downtown. There's a feeling, and this is only the gentleman that did our wireless before, for a couple of years, he would go down and have the music going at 4 o'clock in the morning. And it was just like, just this little soft, and you would drive downtown at 5 o'clock in the morning. You'd see a guy polishing up his car. You know, he's not even supposed to be in there, but he's there and he's polishing it up. But here's this light music. Just
that is adorable.
And you,
I love that.
And you sit there and you go, oh my God, it just tingles.
Yeah.
It just makes you tingle.
I love it so much.
Most car shows way back in the day, they gave you goodie bags. I went, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was my 20th year. I said, I have to do something bigger. I have to do something different. I don't like this. So I said, I'm going to buy some stadium blankets, and that's what we're going to give the people on our 20th year. It's going to be embroidered with a 57 Chevy on it.
Oh, my gosh.
And my team goes, we can't afford to do that. And I said, I got them on sale. What do you mean you got them?
Done deal.
Yeah. So Jennifer down at the car show and Sally, they were handing out their stuff, and she would hand them a blanket, and the guy says, what's this? And she goes, what? It's a blanket. It's got our logo on it. It's, you know, it's just kind of nice and warm. It says, do I need it? Is it going to rain? Is it, you know, what? She goes, no, we're giving it to you. You're what?
Oh.
This is your gift. She says, okay, if you don't want it. And she starts to take it back. He says, no.
Give it to me.
I want it.
Great.
Those people still have those blankets.
I love that. I can only imagine. What a great gift. Anyway, we need to take a break, so stay tuned. We will be right back.
Come and play this May and splash into winning at the Kootenai Casino. Don't miss our weekend bonus play, a deluxe kayak giveaway, and enjoy 24-hour gaming every Friday and Saturday. Plus, join us for a $10,000 Victoria Day and Memorial Day giveaways. Ready for a riverside getaway? Stay Sunday through Thursday from just $79 a night, or a Riverview room from just $99. And enjoy two breakfasts and a drink on us. Dine with us at the Springs Restaurant, where you can enjoy our famous prime rib, dry, aged, slow roasted, and served with a chef's signature rub. Available Fridays and Saturdays after 4 p.m. And unwind at the spa at Kootenai. Enjoy a 30-minute massage with a hydrating body wrap and express pedicure for $149. Or a hydrating body wrap and scalp ritual for just $69. All month long, enjoy your chance to win. Book your winning stay now by calling 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY for details, or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
Hello, Don Thomas here for Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, and we have the perfect way to invest your tax refund and get rewarded at the same time. For a limited time, you can receive up to $100 back per qualifying mail guard window and patio door when you buy from Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. But hurry, this offer ends June 8th. So now is the prime time to upgrade your home with energy-efficient Milgard windows and patio doors designed for lasting comfort and style. Don't miss out. Visit Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. That's the place to go.
Spring is calling, and North 40 Outfitters has the deals to get you moving. Right now, get a $200 gift card with the purchase of any steel or Aaron's Zero Turn Mower. Spruce up the yard with 15% off garden decor, or treat yourself to Wrangler. Spend $75 or more on Wrangler apparel and get a free purse or wallet. Don't forget, women's footwear is buy one, get one 50% off, and anglers save 15% on select rods and reels. North 40 Outfitters, outfitting, work, and play.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. Taylor & Sons has been operating in the Sandpoint area for over 30 years. Over that period of time, our dealership has acquired a staff of some of the best local talent in the automotive maintenance and repair business. Our service advisors and managers have over 50 combined years of experience working in Chevrolet service departments. Taylor & Sons' deep roster of technicians allows for same week or sometimes same day appointments. Taylor & Sons is constantly investing in the training of our technicians to ensure we're the most competent service center in the area for your Chevrolet or GM vehicle. What this adds up to is one of the most trained and organized repair facilities in the region. In addition to our staff's competence, Taylor & Sons Certified Service offers everyday value for maintenance items such as oil changes, brakes, and batteries. Taylor & Sons also offers a price match guarantee on most name brand tires. Tires are always on sale at Taylor & Sons. All of this work is performed in our clean, state-of-the-art facility. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lisa Marquardt, and my guest today is Carolyn Gleason, and she is the founder of Lost in the 50s. And I really would like to kind of go through the schedule of events that's coming up, just in case somebody has not had the opportunity to find out.
There's a lot of people that don't realize what goes on.
Yeah, so let's let them know all the fun highlights to look forward to, dates, times, whatever.
Okay, well, Thursday night, Connie's is having a kind of open house kind of thing where welcome to Sandpoint, Idaho, and, you know, we – Rob has created a card that they can get percentages and so forth off. So everybody kind of meets there on a Thursday now. Okay. And this is something that's kind of new. We used to do Rock and Roll Heaven on that day, but that got to be too expensive, so I took it off the plate. So they do, and they have some music going and fun to just, you know, the crowds just kind of gather and they pick up their I can't remember what the heck it's called. It's a little card that you can punch. It's a punch card. So
gotcha.
You can go to all the restaurants and so forth, the restaurants that participate. And then Friday, we don't have anything during the day. People are still coming into town, filling up the hotels, filling up the restaurants. That's what we're hoping for, isn't it, kids? But then we go to the high school and not before 3 o'clock. Don't go before 3 o'clock. Let those kids out. But then they start lining up all their cars at the Sandpoint High School in the parking lot.
Oh, that's so
and the
fun.
And the injectors are car club here and other volunteers probably. I don't know how many, but they kind of control that area. It doesn't cost to be in the parade. You just have you're supposed to have an antique vintage car or truck or something like that. No politics, no signs. This is just
cars.
Old car parade and cruise. So it has the same route every year. I'm sure you can go out and figure that out. But we go through part of our citizens' houses before we get to the downtown. And then we do that. Then we have the show out at the fairgrounds, and this year, and the parade starts at 6 o'clock, and they're lined up everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Somebody told me that they're not going by my house. Is that true? No, it's not true. We haven't changed it. So it's still the same route.
Everybody
can have their parties. We've had people. I had a young man. He asked if he could stop during the parade and ask his girl to marry him.
Oh.
And I said, you want me to stop a parade? So he told me the story. I said, okay. He says, her house is right on. They stand out here all the time. I said, okay, I'm going to give you a minute and a half. You jump out. I'm going to tell my flaggers. I'm going to tell everybody.
Oh my gosh. This is
where you're going to stop. You have less than 2 minutes to ask her to marry you. And if she says no, I don't know what to tell you. Get back in your truck and go because you can't hang out any longer. Anyway, she said yes. And
Very sweet.
So
love that.
We'll still go through that whole thing. And then we have a concert out at the fairgrounds. And a lot of people don't even know we do music out there. I don't understand why, but they just don't. I mean, we've done it from the get-go. But this year, we're doing it a little bit different. I'm putting Rocky and the Rollers on all night. We're going to have giveaway T-shirts. And if you're not there, you don't get to win one. I'm not selling them anywhere, and they're pretty cool.
Nice.
And then we're going to give away probably some signed items that I've had hidden away. Just some fun things. Somebody gave me a quilt yesterday that was made by the Wishing Star Foundation, which we used to support highly. We give them shirts and so forth, and they'd have this young lady, she would make them for them. They'd sell tickets out there. They would make good money for the Wishing Star Foundation, which was near and dear to my heart as well as the ladies that did it.
Mm.
So, but we'll have music all night, and the doors open at 6:30. Doesn't mean anyone's going to be there because they're still at the parade. But everything will start. The music will start at 7:30. We have a bar out there. We have tables, chairs. We have a dance floor. I mean, you can come and go, do whatever. And it's an early night on Friday because, everybody's got to get up at 4 a.m. in the morning. Get that car down there. So then we, all the flaggers get out and put up all the barricades and put up all the signs. And we go around and make sure everything's right. And here's all the people coming in.
Yeah.
There's probably, we've had as many as 150 drive-ups.
Oh, my gosh.
On a day. So, you know, it's trying to get them, Rob and Mike and the boys down there, park all these cars, get them all in their spot. We've got the music will be going. I have last year when we did this interview, my MC, Al Brady, was here. He's fabulous. He'll come down. He'll tell about our sponsors, tell about, you know, Sandpoint, if you have a lost kid, whatever. And he'll tell you who's playing on the radio kind of thing. He comes with all that stuff. It's great. And then we go through the day after, get everybody parked. Everybody's got their plaques. And then we have a trophy thing at the end of that. You got all kinds of people roaming around town.
Yes.
And then we do we try to be off the street by 5 o'clock, get all the people that are parked diagonal. Hopefully they're not in the bars. Park it.
Right.
Park it, you know, a different way so you don't get – you know, a ticket. Our police department's pretty good. You know, they give you a chance to do that. And then we have the big kahuna of out at the fairgrounds one more night. Doors open at 6:30. And the show starts at 7:30. And it's Chubby Checker and the Wildcats.
Oh, fun.
He's been here before. He is energetic. He is 80. I'm not sure exactly.
Is he really?
Yeah. But he's playing all over the place. A friend of mine went to Las Vegas and said, I just saw Chubby Checker. Oh, my God. It was great. It was a great show. And I'm going, you'll go to Vegas. Why don't you come to Sandpoint?
It's right here, yes.
You know, and it's cheaper up here.
Yes.
It's, you know, you can get the tickets online. There is a, I don't know if I have it with me. Anyway, lostinthe50s.com, and you can buy tickets on there. Or you can go down to Second Avenue Pizza, call the number, and if my volunteer isn't there, put something on the recorder, and they call you back the next day.
Okay. And can you just get tickets there?
You can get, yeah, you can buy tickets there.
Okay.
We will have them at the doors.
Right.
And we will have them at the car show.
Okay.
That's as 50, we don't charge for the parade. We do some buckets if you want to donate, you know, just throw something in and help out the cause, because traffic control is very expensive and so forth. All the stuff that goes on downtown, it's expensive as well. So, you know, we have those donation buckets out. But the way we make money is T-shirts, car show entrance, but we also give them a nice gift that pretty well by the time you pay for this street to be the way it is, all that money is gone. So we sell liquor and show tickets at the fairgrounds. And like I say, that's pretty well the end of Saturday is pretty much the end of it, where it used to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah. Well, I hope you have something very relaxing planned on Sunday to celebrate for yourself.
No, then we have to clean up.
Clean up, exactly. Okay, after that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, Carolyn, thank you so much for sharing all this with us and the history of it and the passion behind it. And for me, especially as a career and a life coach and retirement coach, is that I really feel like there's so often we get an idea in our head, but we tell ourselves, well, if only I had enough money, if only I had enough help, if only I had enough resources, and that idea never goes anywhere. But you are such a shining example of you just take the action, reach out and ask for help. If you don't know how to do it, find somebody who does, and don't take no for an answer. And I love that you are you've brought this beautiful event that's multi-generational to share as a community. And it's a legacy that I don't think any of us will forget. So thank you.
I will never forget the people that are standing with me, by me, for me. And
Love that.
Honest to God.
Yeah.
It wouldn't happen.
Yeah. It takes a village for sure.
It does take a village. Yes. And I'm very proud of some of the people in this village over and above.
Great. And that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for being here. Be sure and listen next month. And remember, in the meantime, now is your life. Get out there and really live it.